Hello, everybody. I'm Jesus Espino. I'm software engineer at Mattermost, and I'm going to talk our experience running Mattermost on Yugabyte. Well, I'm going to explain what is Mattermost first. Mattermost is an open source communication platform similar to Slack or other communication platforms. It's specialized in mission critical systems, systems where you need to be online or wrong things happen. And we are very focused on stability and security. So why a distributed database? I think it's obvious from my previous definition of Mattermost. But yeah, it aligns a lot with the focus of Mattermost, the potential for high scalability is also very interesting from distributed databases, geo-partitioning for having different different regions and things like that. And why we decide to explore Yugabyte? Well, one of the main things is open source, so that's aligned with Mattermost also. It's highly compatible with Postgres, which is something that is important for us because it's our main database. Have very good metrics, good administration, and have a cloud service that I can just use for testing that. I'm going to tell the story that is come from 3 years ago and trying another database. I'm not going to mention the database because it's not fair, because it's from 3 years ago, and I don't even know if that is still the case. But the problem was this. I need all these changes, a lot of changes, a lot of files modified to get this running. Not getting great, it's just running. And the results were really bad. The database was collapsing at 2,000 users. Mattermost is able to scale up to 200,000 users. So 2,000 users is like, it was really bad. So I had a lot of back and forth with the support team from them, and we were unable to get anywhere. And modifying a specific SQL for them and things like that, and we weren't able to get a decent performance. What you can see there is the P99 performance that is 4 seconds for certain queries, which is not acceptable at all. So my lesson learned back then was distributed databases are hard. It's not something that you can use as a drop-in replacement of Postgres, and you need to design your queries thinking about distributed databases. Then I start running Mattermost in Yugabyte because I meet Frank in a conference, and he said, yeah, you should try Yugabyte. And I say, okay. I was hesitant, but I tried. And these are the changes that I need to do. It's just small changes in the migration that were mostly related to things like auto vacuum and things like that. And actually, one of the changes I think today wouldn't be needed. But anyway, the first try was very, very bad. It was collapsing at 2,000 users. And the performance was degrading over time. The most posts we have was even worse. And the P99 was growing. Weird query plans all the time. And then I was talking with the Yugabyte people and say, just run analyze. Because it's something that I need to do when you are using the Postgres compatibility to have that working. I don't know if they were working on fixing that, but we need to do that back then. And suddenly, boom, everything was working like a charm. So it was a great experience. Everything, you can see the same kind of graph here from Yugabyte, and everything is going down and going flat, what is exactly what I was wanting. So the database was working at 6,000 users. The performance was stable over time. So that was a great experience. We were using our load test on Mattermost that we have for demonstrating performance. And my lesson learned from Yugabyte was it can be a drop-in replacement. So different lesson learned, for sure. It worked great without any changes, was working great without changes. And well, it requires analyze to get the right decisions when it's the right decision from the query planning. Basic analyze updates the metadata or the statistical data from the database. So our load test system is open source, like Mattermost. So the Jugoid people went there and ran the load test against their instances, and they tried to verify if load tests were working well. And these are the results. They actually end up having an example of a Jugoid cloud instance that is, it's bigger than the equivalent for Aurora, but in the price is kind of similar price, and it's getting the same amount of top users, the same amount of users that you can run in that instance. So it was 17,000 users, and the same for Aurora, similar price, and was a really good average time and P99 time. The average time and the P99 time on Aurora is lower than that, but the thing is, they are not paying for having a distributed database. So at the end of the day, what you have is a whole distributed database for the same price that you have Aurora. I want to thank Mark from the Jugoid team that did all this work. They were working really hard for getting this working, because running a load test in Mattermost is not an easy task, to be honest. Some extra information here about the results. Some graphs about growing the number of users and the performance. At the bottom you see the store time, the time that is taking for getting the result from the database. So you see that when you approach the 17,000, it's start getting worse, but in general for 13,000, for example, it's working very well. They do multiple test runs, and everyone was more or less consistent. So this is my comparison with Postgres when I run the load test. It's, in general, it's really similar. It's kind of similar in flat terms. It's getting flat at certain point, but it's getting more latencies. What is expected from a distributed database, because you are doing more work, actually. Same here, this is about CPU, and there's some artifacts that make no sense, like the number of goroutines, but it's not very relevant. I think this is the important one. And yeah, some conclusions. Mattermost works and scales on Jugoid, that's great. Jugoid is very compatible with Postgres. I was surprised by that. And Postgres, it's able to handle more with less resources, that's is expected. Jugoid have higher latencies, that is expected. And yeah, and at the end of the day, it's the price that you pay for having a distributed database. And that's it. Thank you.